Hello, everyone. You are listening to the latest Flyers Talk podcast presented by Great Railing. I am Jordan Hall, and as always, I am joined by the dynamic Joe Fordyce, our Flyers pre- and post-game live producer, and we are absolutely thrilled to be joined by former beloved Flyer and current pre- and post-game live analyst Scott Hartnell. Scott, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Jordan. You're just pumping Joe's tires just a little bit too much.
I'm no longer going to say dynamic anymore when I introduce it.
It was great. It's great. Great to see you guys. How you guys been?
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doing well. Really appreciate you coming on, Scott. Loved your analysis throughout the season, and really excited to have you on because we know, one of your good friends and teammates got traded today, and also one of your good friends and former teammates was acquired today by the Flyers. First, we'll start with Cam Atkinson. You know him well. He had nothing but great things to say about you in his interview today. Tell us a little bit about Cam and how you know him.
Yeah, it's bittersweet, right? Like you said, you bring in a friend, obviously, but you lose a great friend and a great player as well with Jakey. But, you know, starting with Cam, he was a guy that was just full of life, full of energy, absolutely loves the game of hockey, loves to score goals, wants to score goals, practice games, whatever it may be, whether it's, darts after, in the clubhouse, whatever. He always wants to win, so competitive. So I think he's going to bring that spirit, that energy that is around Cam on and off the ice, which is awesome. Biased, obviously we were stallmates, so we had a lot of fun together, lacing up our skates for practice every day for a few years, for games, going to war with each other, and just came really close. And my first year retired, we were in Columbus, so stayed in contact with him and watching his career develop the last few years. So, a lot of respect for Cam and what he can bring on the ice. He's fast, he's dynamic, loves to cheat a little bit offensively, gets a lot of breakaways, good goal scorers, know how to do that, the right parts of the game, right parts of the season. So he's, when he's out there, there's always something that great happens, a great penalty kill, which the Flyers need as well. So I think they really upped just the all-round game, not compared to Jakey, but just Cam's game brings a lot.
Scott, when you look at Cam, he was so excited about joining the Flyers today. When you listen to him talk, I started thinking that he could really be a salesman for other free agents and other players to want to join the Flyers. I know when you were here as a player, this was kind of a destination for a lot of free agents and players to want to come. And how important will that role be for Cam with the Flyers?
Yeah, like I said before, he's just full of life, and he's he called me at I think it was 8 o'clock in the morning here, 11 there, and he's like you'll never believe it, he's like, I'm coming to Philly. And I was like, what? Like, Cam Atkinson's supposed to be in the Blue Jackets organization forever, and I'm like who are you going for? And my first thing that came to mind was either JVR or Voracek, right? And it ended up being Voracek, found out a couple hours later, but it's just kind of crazy how it all happened. And literally it was, he's like, wow, I got a chance to win right now. With the Blue Jackets are in a little bit of a rebuild. They've lost a lot of players on their side with like Josh Anderson, Dave Savard, Seth Jones, Bobrovsky, Duchesne in the last couple of years. Right. So they're, they're going in different directions. And you know, the Flyers obviously have made a bunch of big moves. It reminds me of a lot the year that I came with Chemo, Tiemann and myself, Jason Smith, Joffrey Lupo, Danny Briere. They bring in these four or five, six new guys and totally changes that team, the dynamics. And then you kind of grow together and become a great team. And, you know, kind of what we did back then, we didn't win, but we're close, obviously, but it just seems like there's just a great fit on paper. And obviously the guys need to go out and play and do their thing.
Yeah. For everyone listening, a big trade, another trade occurred on Saturday, the fourth trade by Chuck Fletcher in a span of 8 days. It was Jacob Voracek for Cam Atkinson. Scott, you also played with Jake for a long time. You know him extremely well. I know he looks up to you. Have you heard from Jake? And what did you think of that? Just, it's an end of an era, really. 10 years for Jake in Philadelphia.
Yeah, 10 years is a long time, right? And yeah. And him getting traded as a young kid, coming to the Flyers organization, you know, he just brought so much life. He's competitive. He wants to win every time. He wants to be the guy with that puck. And, you know, it's a hard thing to replace too, right? Jakey wants that puck. He holds it. He goes behind the net. He's making plays on that power play, which are really tough plays for, a left-handed shot on the right side of the power play. Him and G, going back and forth. So it's going to be a little bit different power play, that's for sure. But, and off the ice, Jakey is just a great teammate. Would do anything for you. You know, if I needed something, I know that I could call him and he would drop everything and be there right for me. So it's bittersweet, like I said earlier in the podcast, but it's just, it's exciting for Jakey to go get a fresh start somewhere else. He obviously knows that city, knows a lot about it. So it's probably the learning curve for him is not that high, but you know, for Cam coming here, it's just a great opportunity. He's got a couple good friends that he knows already with Kevin Hayes on the team. So I'm sure he'll feel comfortable, right off the bat. So it's going to be exciting. It's been an exciting offseason for the Flyers. They needed to do, add a little bit of D depth. They've added two, and then they bring in the Cam Atkinson, really, really good, powerful, speedy, skilled forward as well.
Scott, wanted to ask you one more thing about Jake Voracek as he leaves the Flyers, and you kind of look back at his legacy with this team. He's in the top 10 in games played in franchise history for the Flyers, as well as assists. And he might not be one of the first names you think of when you think of kind of the all-time leaders in certain things for the Flyers, but what do you think his legacy as a Flyer will be?
I think he's right up there. He was fun to watch. He was really fun to play with. I had some of my best years playing with him and Claude Giroux, right? And you know, he just loves the game, loves to practice, loves to score, love the city of Philadelphia. I think he has just passion, right? And if things weren't going his way, he'd yell, he'd scream, he'd be mad at himself. But that was just Jakey, right? And you got to respect that. That's who he is. And he just has a lot of passion in life too. One of the best guys, one of my favorite teammates that I played for. So I just wish him all the best, but like his legacy, he'll definitely go around. If you ask people that have watched him play and obviously some other high-end Philadelphia Flyers, every time he was on the ice, he brought it, and he didn't go through too many games where he was just kind of floating around and not doing anything. He was always competitive, always giving it his all, which I love about him.
Flyers Talk is brought to you by Great Railing. Stop into Great Railing for the highest quality and lowest prices on all your railing, decking, and fencing needs. Well, Scott, one of the funniest things was Cam Atkinson pops up on this Zoom interview and boom, he's wearing a Gritty shirt. And my first thought was, how did he have that right there on hand? And apparently it came from you and your wife. Can you take us into that? And just how funny was that?
Well, long story short, it was, I think when the Flyers honored me the one night where I dropped the puck at one of the first years, I think Gritty was there, but they had all the t-shirts and we had a suite for my family and everything like that. And anyway, they brought me a box of these Gritty t-shirts. I'm like, oh, I'll take them home. And Cam's wife, Natalie, she is like the funniest person in the world, has this like most contagious laugh, and like is Gritty's probably number one fan. I know a lot of people have said that. And so she's like, the first thing she said to my wife, Katie, was, oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to get to be Gritty. Like that was her whole like first initial thought of it. So You know, Gritty's got some fans all over the, even on different NHL teams. So that's a huge thing. So I had this box and I know that she loved him. And when they came to visit, I gave them a couple t-shirts. And I don't know if you guys saw my tweet today. I'm like, I don't know if it's a good thing that Cam Atkinson is fitting into his wife's t-shirt. So I was giving a little bit of a razzle dazzle there, but it's just good stuff and just good for the game.
Yeah, Scott, that kind of goes back to what I was talking about earlier, just his ability to be almost a salesman and a promoter of this team. For a guy who had just gotten traded, a lot of times you see the bittersweetness come out. And I don't think I saw much of that today. He just seemed so excited about coming and joining this team and, you know, mentioning all the sort of connections he had with the Flyers. And it really was refreshing to see that and to see somebody talking about coming to the Flyers that way.
It's easier when you do have friends on the team or around that team. Right. And, you know, if he was going to Anaheim, for example, he doesn't probably know anybody on that team, doesn't know anyone that's retired in Anaheim, right, to make him feel more comfortable. So I think it's closer to his home. His parents are in Connecticut. All his brothers work in New York City or Connecticut. So it's more of a homecoming for him. So I think it wasn't a kind of a slap in the face. And like, I can't believe I'm not finishing my career with the Blue Jackets. It was like, okay, like I'm sure he'll have some processing time where he'll miss his home. He'll miss his buddies. He'll miss the city of Columbus, which is a great city as well. But, you know, looking forward to what he's got, the hockey players that he's going to play with. You know, he's definitely looking at the glass half full instead of half empty, which is what you want in your organization, which is what you want in your room. And like I said, he's competitive. He's going to give it his all every shift too.
Scott, you saw what the Flyers went through last season. They gave up the most goals in hockey. It was tough to watch at times. Did you feel like this type of offseason was coming and was needed, where they were going to have to sort of really reshape things and kind of change the dynamic of the group?
Well, as you say, it was tough to watch. It was tough to talk about in between periods and after games and everything. But yeah, it's they needed a defenseman, right? And they go get Ryan Ellis. You know, I'm sure we'll talk about him in a second. But, you know, the guy's a competitor. The guy's a leader. The guy can block shots. The guy can make those long passes. He's got one of the hardest shots that I've for a defenseman that I've played with, you know, right up there with Shea Weber. He can just absolutely bomb that puck. So setting him up on the power play will be, you know, I think a priority for the Flyers. You know, and then they bring in Ristolainen, and then, you know, yeah, they gave up a first, 13th overall pick and another pick, but like the guy's 6'4". He's a mean guy. Played against him too. He finishes his checks. He's not afraid of anybody. So the Flyers need to beef up as well on the blue line as well, which I think they did that. And then they added Ellis, obviously, we just talked about, is really skillful, will help Provorov, will kind of calm him down to, you know, not trying to do too much. So I loved what the Flyers are doing. Who knows if they're done yet? I know they got to sign Sanheim and Carter Hart, which is going to be the big X factor of the year this year, having a bounce back year. But who knows? There might be another guy or two that they kind of bring in to plug some holes as well.
Scott, when you look at the Ryan Ellis pickup, you saw firsthand what he can do as his teammate and on the power play. How important is it for this team to have that guy who they have the confidence in to run the power play? Ghost was kind of on and off last year as that guy, but Ryan, to get a veteran in there like Ryan that can run the power play, how key is that for this team?
Yeah, Ryan Ellis, you know, Flyers fans will watch him and be like, man, he's calming out there. He doesn't panic with the puck. He knows where he's moving it. You know, him going back for a puck, say, and he's got a forecheck on him. He knows where that puck's going before he gets to that puck, and he makes the right play 95% of the time, right? And it's out of their zone. You're playing offense. And that's what you want. You don't want a D-man going back up there, you know, maybe slowing down so he doesn't get hit, and let them get the puck first, and then you're trying to defend for – a lot of the time. I think that was the Flyers' problem all year last year, was just being a little bit too, I don't know, scared is the right word, going back for pucks. But, you know, now, you know, Phil Myers is gone, Ghost is gone, you know, so it's going to be a different defensive core back there, and Hag's gone. So it'll be interesting to see. And I'm super excited. I know, you know, probably the organization is excited, and fans should be excited too, because it's been a huge upgrade in all aspects.
Yeah, Scott, if I can touch on Rasmus Ristolainen a little bit, you said you played against him. Just how nasty is he on the ice? I was just watching some of his highlights, and it seems like he really does not shy away from anything.
Yeah, that's what you want. You want for a 6'4", 6'5" guys, you want him to be mean, right? And you can't teach that. You can't a guy that's a gentle giant per se. You can't tell him to go stand up and hit guys or take that hit to make that play. It's got to be just instilled in you as a hockey player, as a kid, when you grow up. So that's his style of play. It's an effective style of play. That's why, everyone looks at the minuses that he's had and, the obviously the play driving or all of these analytic works or whatever, that he's not a very good player that way. Well, he's playing on the Buffalo Sabres, the worst team in the last 7-8 years. So how can you actually drive play when you have no one really to drive the play with, right? Or to make good passes or, players turn it over at blue lines, you're stuck playing defense goal. So it's for him, it's going to be a fresh start. It's going to be a wonderful fresh start for him to change his, career trajectories in the right direction. He's got a lot to prove as well. So you have these guys that are coming in that are just probably so antsy to get the training camp started, get the first season under their first season in the Flyers uniform underway. And I remember when I was, my first year as a Flyer, just the history of the organization, how much passion there is in the city. It's going to be so cool for those guys to come in and wear those jerseys and play hard for the city.
When you look at Rasmus Ristolainen, you mentioned it there and kind of alluded to the analytics weren't kind, and people immediately started throwing all these numbers around and that were in the negative. When you take a player like him who has been kind of, you don't want to say stuck, but he's been stuck with the Sabres for the past few years. And, that's not going to be kind to anybody. I mean, it doesn't matter who the player is, Sam Reinhart, Jack Eichel, all these guys. I mean, we saw Reinhart got moved today. How big is it for a player to get traded and kind of be given that fresh start with another team after they've been kind of stuck in the weeds, let's say, for a good amount of their career?
Thank you, Lord. that's what they're saying. And no dissing on Buffalo Sabres team or fans or whatever, but when you're in a rut that they're in a rut, you just want a breath of fresh air, right? And Flyers are obviously, they spend right to the cap. They got some good young players. They got some great veterans as well. So you look at the squad right now and we're wrestling and think he's going to spot. He's like, wow, I got a good player in Sanheim. He can move the puck well. He can, obviously back me up. If I'm going to be up in the play, maybe I'll get some power play time. I'll be out there to penalty kill every penalty kill when they're shorthanded. So it's like, wow, I'm going to get my 20 minutes ice time and everyone does their part. This is going to be a great squad. So it's just like brings you energy instead of being, oh God, Buffalo Sabres, we're going to probably be last place again. And, we might not win in, March and then beat the Flyers, in April, right? So that was their Stanley Cup, right? that
game. I mean, the Flyers struggled with them seemingly every time they played them. It was crazy. It was every other team looked at them as a just count the 2 points. And for the Flyers, it never really seemed to work out that way.
I know. So I just think it's just some guys need a change of scenery to change their career. And, I believe that both Ellis and Ristolainen on the back end, they're going to see big time minutes and then be counted on to play well and play hard and take their games to the next level. And, I have no doubt that I know Ellis, I don't know Ristolainen that well, but I'm sure he's looking forward to this opportunity and is super stoked.
So Scott, I have one more for you. We talked about this a lot during games last season. It's kind of been the sort of, theme about this Flyers team that they kind of needed a fresh start or a fresh look going into next season. Do you think with these moves that they've made, the Ellis trade was a week ago today. So with the moves they've made in the last week, do you think they've accomplished that?
Yeah, I think so too. I think, like you said, Ellis was a big move. I don't even know how these GMs start thinking about, I can move these two guys and Nashville flips Patrick to get Cody Glass. And it's like, wow, this is crazy how it all works. Yeah. I'd love to be a fly on the wall in the war room, the last week, right. To see how all these trades come through. But when you lose a player like Jake Voracek, a guy that's supposed to retire as a Flyer and he gets traded, you got to look in the mirror. Konechny is like, wow, I got to play better. Joel Farabee, he can't be just happy with his 20 goal season last year. He needs to step it up. You know, G, he's gonna, you know, do what Drew does. Obviously, you know what you're gonna get from Sean Couturier. So it's like everyone needs to be accountable to themselves, play their role at the best of their ability for the team, and I think they're gonna be great. So I think it's when you lose Jake, you lose guys that are like, you know, Patrick was well liked, you know, Phil Myers too. It's just it's a wake up call. It's gonna be a different room. You know, AB's gotta, you know, lay the law down with these guys and then get them all playing together, which I believe that he can do as well.
That's awesome. And Scott, I have a feeling, I think Cam Atkinson's wife is going to be at every home game, probably with Gritty, maybe in his suite. I have a feeling that might be the case.
Yeah, I would say that maybe one of their kids' birthday parties might be a Gritty themed birthday party with maybe a surprise for him, just more for her, but not for the kids. So it'll be good to see them and, you know, be close to them because they're great people.
That was awesome. You set up Cam well. And it was just so great chatting with you, just given all your connections to all these moves and everything the Flyers are doing. Scott, really appreciate you taking the time to join us and great hearing from you.
Yeah. Thanks, Jordan. Thanks, Joe. Take care, guys.
Yeah. You too, Scott. Thank you.
You too.
Yeah.
Joe, that was awesome hearing from Scott Hartnell. Just so unique how he has played with all of those guys. Obviously, Jake, Cam Atkinson, Ryan Ellis. I even forgot about the Ryan Ellis one and obviously the connection with Nashville. So, Scott's going to be awesome to work with during next season too, just given he knows all those guys' games. Sounds like he's excited about the offseason. Joe, do you think fans should be excited about this offseason?
I do. I mean, so when the trade for Atkinson happened earlier this morning, I sent a text to Scott and I said, what do you think Jake's feelings about this are? And he's like, you know, it's probably bittersweet, but, and then he said, and Atkinson's my boy. So I'm really pumped about having him here. So, so that was really good. And I think the fans should be pumped too, because I alluded to it during talking to Scott. I think it's been a while since we've seen a guy that's a pure goal scorer like that on the Flyers. And I think that's going to bring a lot of excitement. And again, I really think that this team is in desperate need of a guy who can be sort of a pitch man for other players. This team for the longest time was a destination for free agents. And I feel like maybe that kind of went away for a little bit. And a guy like Cam Atkinson, we saw it today during his press conference, how he was kind of beaming with energy and electricity about coming to this organization. And I think he can be a spokesperson and a promoter of this organization for other players to come into the fold as well. And I think that's something this team desperately need, along with just being a great player. And so, yeah, I think there's a fresh look to this team that the fan base should be excited about.
Yeah. You can tell he probably got a lot of his personality and the way he plays and represents himself probably from Scott Hartnell, learning from him. And you want guys like that to come into your organization and have that mindset. You want them to come here, and it sure sounds like he wanted to, you know, was happy to be in Philadelphia. He was shocked. He was celebrating his son's 3-year-old birthday, but that did not put a damper on his mood. He was happy to talk to media members, and he was happy to talk about what's next in his career, and that's coming to Philadelphia and playing for the Flyers. Big offseason for the Flyers, and I think everyone knew it was time for some change. It was time to reshape this group a little bit because next year is important. And last year was not good. And the Flyers, I think, knew they could not be complacent. They needed to reshape this team. And I think fans are going to be excited about that. Time will tell how it all works out next season, but things look different. And there's no arguing that. But Joe, great having you. Great chatting with Scott Hartnell as well. Thanks so much for lining that up. A big thank you to Derek Souders, our video producer, for recording this and hopping on with us. And Flyers fans, as always, thank you for listening to the latest Flyers Talk podcast presented by Great Railing. Wherever you get your podcasts, please rate and listen, and we cannot wait to talk to you next time.